KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
The holiday season has arrived, and it wouldn't be Christmas without a showing of the classic film, It's a Wonderful Life. This year, we must have been extra good in Portland because we've been gifted with a live onstage version of the radio version of this holiday favorite. The show will recreate in its entirety the original 1947 broadcast of Lux Radio Theater's It's a Wonderful Life, including the commercials, guest star interviews, and live music. The kind folks at Fake Radio, who've been performing the show annually in Southern California since 1999, are bringing the production to the Portland area for the first time. There will be three performances next Monday and Tuesday, December 11th and 12th, at Portland's Alberta Rose Theater, and next Wednesday, December 13th, at the Vault Theater in Hillsboro. Fake Radio's David Koff is here with us now, live in the KBOO studios, to give us a preview. And calling in, we're fortunate to have one of the actors in the show, Kevin McDonald, of the legendary sketch comedy troupe, Kids in the Hall. David and Kevin, thanks for joining us at KBOO today.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having us.
Kevin, do we have you on the line too, or... Oh, not yet. He'll be calling in. We'll start with you, David, then. Could you tell us first a little about Fake Radio and its history?
The group was started in the late 90s by a friend of mine named Robin Jones. And Robin had envisioned the group as a kind of an ad hoc getting together at a local bookstore in Los Angeles just to recreate some of the old radio scripts. And he and his wife, Mary, and his brother Brendan, who runs Tesla City Radio.
Oh, yes.
Here
he's been on
in
our
Portland.
Show.
They're all very talented. And the idea was just gather all the friends who all happened to be up-and-coming stand-up comedians like Andy Kindler or Maria Bamford, and they would just read these old scripts for whoever happened to be browsing through the bookstore at the time. So it was more than below the radar. It was kind of unheard of. And he moved it to a small theater, and when he and his wife moved to the East Coast, I had asked him what was going to happen with the show. And he said, take it over. And for the past 18 years or so, I've tried to keep his vision alive. So the idea is we recreate old radio shows, but we don't really rehearse. And so there's a lot of improv that ends up spontaneously occurring during the course of the show. So even though we're using the old original broadcast transcripts, inadvertent mistakes are turned into these delightful moments when we go off script.
And probably some advertent mistakes.
Every now and again, you might see something planned, but mostly it's just this kind of very in-the-moment thing. And that's one of the great things about the cast. It's full of master improvisers, stand-up comedians, traditional actors, voice actors, singers. We have an Emmy Award-winning writer who also performs with us. It's an amazing synergy of people.
In addition to some of the names you mentioned, Maria Bamford and Andy Kindler, and I know Phil Proctor has been in some of your productions, too, of the Firesign Theater. He's a big friend of KBOO. John Larroquette. Are there some other people you could mention?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate. I think because the show had its genesis in Los Angeles, we kind of had amazing access to incredible talent. So as far as Emmy winners, we've had Marshall Wallace, John Larroquette, Ray Romano. As far as comic actors, we've had Fred Willard. We have had...
these guys are all great improvisers, too.
Yeah. I mean, Ray Romano is a stand-up comedian. John Larroquette obviously won 4 different Emmy Awards for his role as Fielding on Night Court. Marsha Wallace, who we were pleased to get before she passed untimely, was on the Newhart show in different iterations. So, and Dave Foley, Kevin McDonald, Mark McKinney from Kids in the Hall. We've been extremely fortunate in that we've had a chance to work with a lot of our comedy and acting heroes.
Now, the show you'll be doing here is It's a Wonderful Life, and we mentioned that was from the original 1947 Lux Radio Theater broadcast.
Correct.
You had I'm sure you have your pick of several Christmas classic radio broadcasts. Why did you choose It's a Wonderful Life?
There's something unique about that show. It's kind of become a part of the American canon, right? Like, we don't usually walk around in America talking about the interference of angels changing our lives. But for some reason, this show, regardless of your religious or political background, has kind of become a part of the holiday tradition. And it comes at a really important time of the year, especially here in the Northwest when things are just absolutely at their darkest. And in this moment of darkness and in this character's worst moment of darkness, he's visited by someone who helps him to remember of his own inner light. So the reason the show, I think, is one of our most popular and certainly one of our favorite is because not only is it an amazing message at this time of year, but there's just something universal about the story of George Bailey, a human who, against all odds, finds a way to recognize his own inner light and peace.
We also mentioned, David, that the show includes the original radio commercials and guest star interviews. I'm guessing these won't be verbatim from the transcripts, right, from 1947?
If I had to pick one thing that's often a little nutty, it's the original commercials that aired on any of these shows. Lux was the most popular radio show of its time, of course, and attracted the biggest stars, but these are shows that aired, you know, from roughly 1939 to 1959, and the commercial copy that they used was in some cases just outright sexist or degrading to women. So we keep it because it's an historical document, but we kind of do it tongue-in-cheek because it's a lot more palatable to today's audiences to understand how ludicrous people used to talk to women at a time when they were coming up as a demographic and advertisers thought, aha, we have another market we can take advantage of and we'll try to speak to them.
And before we get Kevin on the line, I think he is on the line. I'll just have one more question on the show. I mentioned that there's some live music from the period, and you have a Portland group helping out, the Libertine Bells.
Yeah, so the Libertine Bells have made a really lovely name and created a reputation for themselves here, and they're going to be singing a song to help us kind of set the mood. I kind of liken some of what they do to, let's call it a racier version of the Andrews Sisters. So there'll be three gals on stage singing a song, and we couldn't be more delighted or honored to have them. They're incredibly talented musicians, and we've often found that music from the era helps to drop people into the mindset of that time in ways that are incredibly useful and powerful.
Kevin, are you? Can you hear us? Are you on the line there?
Yes, I can hear you. And the kids in the hall were a racier version of the Ritz Brothers.
Yes, I remember the Ritz Brothers.
Yes, we're a racier version. It was a funny one.
Oh, Kevin, now you've acted in several fake radio productions. I was wondering what were some of the others before It's a Wonderful Life?
I believe I did The Lone Ranger. Is that true?
This is very true, yes.
The Lone Ranger. I remember the funny commercials. I forget what character I played in The Lone Ranger. I don't remember.
Well, you and Dave both traded off, I think, as the
Lone Ranger.
Yeah, we did two different episodes of The Lone Ranger the night they sat in with us, and you guys rotated off. You also did an episode of, I think, Dangerous Assignment with us, which was a
detective show?
Yeah, it was like an old spy series from the 1940s that was absolutely ludicrous.
I do sort of remember that.
Kevin, what attracted you to fake radio and doing live on-stage radio theater? A little different than Kids in the Hall.
Yes. Well, first of all, David Koff is a very beautiful man. So
it's the best endorsement I've gotten from anyone in a year other than my wife. Thank you.
There you go. Well, and it's so much fun. And even though, well, I'm old, but I'm not that old, that I was around for the radio show days when I was a kid. In Toronto, Chum FM, the radio station, on Sunday night played old radio plays, and I sort of fell in love with them then, and just to be a part of it. Like, I'd happily just do it seriously. I kind of remember loving The Shadow, Who Knows What Evil Lurks in the Hearts of Men, and it was just, I couldn't say no to David Koff, because it was too much fun.
Now, you've caught the audio bug. You actually have your own podcast now, right? Kevin McDonald's, yes. Kevin McDonald Show. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how listeners can tune in?
Yes, thank you very much. I was just writing it when I realized I had to do this interview. So I stopped writing it. I quietly dislocated my finger. Then I came down. I dialed the phone with my B finger. Not that I dial phones anymore. But to your question, it's sort of, well, actually, it's sort of like an old radio Jack Benny show. It's sort of my model, where it's a variety show. It's also part of the show is about the making of the show, and the sketch is also part of the sketches is sort of the making of the show. It makes me like, but the behind the scene reality is sort of part of the show, which is done many times. Gary Shandling's done it, but I think it all started with Jack Benny. And
and Kevin, how can listeners tune in? Is it on iTunes?
It is on iTunes. It's also on something called ForeverDog.com.
And one more question for you, and I'm sorry about the finger, by the way.
Yes.
And I've had friends at the station who are big Kids in the Hall fan. I know you did a reunion tour about 2 years ago. They were wondering what future plans were. One thing I read, and I don't know if you're ready to confirm it yet, you've been talking to Lorne Michaels about a possible Netflix series, maybe doing a few more episodes.
Yes, we've been talking about it. It's funny, also, the past 2 hours before I dislocated my finger, we were emailing each other and trying to set up a conference call, a Christmas conference call, where we could talk about it more seriously and try to get going.
Kevin, again, thanks very much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you next week. You'll be on Matt Clark's show at 2 o'clock next week, the Monday Sampler, live at the KBOO Studios.
Okay. I'll be there then.
Okay. That's news, I guess.
No, it isn't news. I just forgot. It's in my email. Don't worry. I know about it. I'll be there.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Just protect all your fingers until then, Kevin, all right?
I do, yeah. Oh, yeah. I won't write this song. I was about to write for the podcast, yeah. I'm sure I'll be fine tomorrow. Stop worrying. I'll be good.
All right.
David, where can listeners find out more about Fake Radio and, of course, next week's Portland shows?
You can go to our website, fakeradio.net. You can also go to the Alberta Rose Theater's website. But we have all of our information online on our website. So fakeradio.net.
David, thanks very much for coming into KBOO today. And again, you'll be here also with Kevin next week on Matt Clark's Monday Sampler.
We'll be in just a few hours before we have to be at the Theater for Tech.
We've been talking with David Koff, Artistic Director of Fake Radio, and Kevin McDonald, and I hope his finger's okay, of the comedy troupe Kids in the Hall. They'll be performing in the original 1947 radio broadcast of It's a Wonderful Life. That's next Monday and Tuesday, December 11th and 12th. At Portland's Alberta Rose Theater, and then there's a performance on Wednesday, December 13th at the Vault Theater in Hillsborough. For tickets and show information, as David said, you can check out their website, fakeradio.net. I'm Ken Jones with KBOO's News in Depth, wishing you all a wonderful holiday season. It's our holiday membership drive here at KBOO, and KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single weekday evening. So now we're asking you to do the same. Joining us now are Emma and John to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.